Hello everyone, my name is Hasibur Rahman. I'm a CRM developer. I maintain a technical blog website at hrbtechtalk.com where I share my experience and knowledge on CRM and other technical areas that I have been involved in over the last years. The topic that I'm going to talk about in this video is auto timer in CRM. In CRM, you have the ability to introduce a timer to any field, any form rather. In order to do that, you have to have system administrator, right? And the other important thing is the timer, the countdown timer, it will trigger off a datetime field. So for preparation of this video, I've already created a datetime field that's convert by, and I have chosen the lead form to demonstrate the timer. So the storyline would be that from the time a lead has been created, we will set up a time for this convert by, and based on that the timer is going to get triggered. So I have already created the timer here, as you can see, but I'm going to just delete it, and I'm going to show you from scratch how to begin for this thing. So once you have the convert by or any datetime field in place, based on which the timer is going to get kicked off, you will see under insert there's the timer on the top right here. So if you click on this, you'll see this dialog box popping up, and the name could be anything significant based on the operation that you're doing, but for us we will just say timer. And the top two fields here are very important, and that's why they are mandatory. You don't really have to actually have values set for any of the other remaining four, but we will still set them, and I'll show you what is the impact of the setting up these fields when I show you the demo. So firstly, we will use this field, the datetime field, convert by. And for successful condition, we're going to say that if the lead has been converted to an opportunity before that time, we will consider that as a success. So we will say if it has been qualified, and the failure condition would be the other way around. If by that time that we set for convert by, if it has not been it has not been qualified to an opportunity, it would be disqualified. And the warning condition would be actually, for this demo, we are going to say that as long as the lead is open and it has not been converted to opportunity, it will stay as a warning. So we are just going to say status is open. Cancel would be canceled for status, and for status reason, and pause would be if ever during the progression of the lead we decide to actually make a connection with the person against which the lead has been created. So once we have done that, we will press OK. We will save. And we're going to do a publish. So now that it's done, we can safely go save and close this window. And now we are going to create a new lead. So as you will see, to start with, when a new window comes up, nothing has been set for it because there is nothing set against convert by. So we will just set up the bare minimum information to create the lead, and we really don't care about how accurate or how significant this piece of information would be. So we're just going to call it test timer, and then the first name, last name would be test timer again. And we're going to say done. So now that the lead has been created in real life, we will say, okay, you know what? Now that you have created the lead, we will set up a time for you. So today is the 15th. So we will say that on the spot, say by the 17th, 8 a.m., we have to make sure that lead gets converted into an opportunity. So you will see as soon as I say save. The timer here kicks in, and it's actually counting down the time from now till when it's going to be. And real life, this is going to be a read-only field, so the agents or whoever is going to be working on, they wouldn't have access to it. But since this is just a demo, I'm going to show you a couple of things by changing this value. So if it were to be a time where, so say it was created on the 14th. And today is the 15th. So, if you were to come in on the 15th, so let me press save. You would have seen that. And this is saying is that okay, it has expired, and the red symbolizes that it has already expired, and how long has it been from the time it has expired? So that symbolizes kind of the expired time. So let's go back to a realistic thing and say, okay, let's go back to the 17th again, and we will save it again. So just to demonstrate a couple of things that, so now that the timer is running, if we say that for some reason, we decided that, okay, we have contacted the person, so it will right away change to pause. So the timer won't actually run anymore. So that's one thing. And again, going back to new, it will start back up again. And this orange actually is symbolizing as warning, because we said that as long as the lead is open and it has not been converted to an opportunity, or it has not been disqualified, it will show us as a warning, and that's what it's doing here right now. So let's see what happens if before the timer gets to 000, if we say qualify, what happens? So we are just going to say qualify. We're going to click on it. Just waiting. All right. So as you can see that it has been qualified to an opportunity. So let's go back and see how the lead looks like right now. So as you can see, the timer it's showing succeeded. So let's simulate a situation where it was not actually successfully converted to an opportunity. So let's just use this, or actually, you know what? We're just going to go and create a new one. So we are going to create a new lead. We are going to call it test timer 2. Test Again, we're just going to save it, and we're going to say that okay, again, this has to be converted by 16 by 8 a.m. and the timer will kick in right away. Now, if we were to disqualify it for any reason, whether it was lost, it will appear as expired. All right. So this is how the timer is very useful. So if you come to a record ever, you will see that okay, how long has it been to there, and you can also draw a lot of reports based on the timer how it's running, and you can show it like if you design a cool web UI inside the form, you should be able to use this timer to actually show how long an agent has to actually convert a lead to an opportunity. Now I have given the example for a lead to opportunity, but I'm sure it could be used for other things. For example, if you have contacted a customer, how long should we wait till we give another call? If you have an automation in process where the customer has to be reached out for a survey, or to get input from the customer, or if you're in sales, how long should you wait till you make the second or third call? And the timers, it's not limited to just one timer per form. You can have as many as you want, but again, there's just one thing that is always going to get triggered based on a date time field. Okay, so that is it for this video. So if you're watching it on YouTube, please press like and share it with your friends. And if you're watching it on my blog website, please feel free to leave a comment. And if you have any questions, concern, I'll make sure to get back to you. So hope you enjoyed the video. Have a good day.